Our top story this hour. The U.S. spy agency is pushing the White House to okay a significant rise in the number of armed drones. CIA Director David Petraeus has put forward the proposal, saying his agency needs 10 more drones to hit targets better in Pakistan and Yemen. He also says that the increase will allow the U.S. to strike targets in North African states, where U.S. officials say there is a rise in al-Qaeda militancy. The announcement comes amid growing concerns over Washington's drones program. Experts warn that the U.S. intelligence agency is becoming a paramilitary force. The UN has also called for an independent probe into the legality of the U.S. drone attacks. In Pakistan alone, more than 3,000 people have been killed by American drones so far. Syed Tariq Pirzadeh is a political and strategic affairs analyst, joining me now live from Islamabad to share his thoughts with us. Now, Mr. Pirzadeh, in Pakistan, of course, we know that the drone issue has become a very serious issue, has caused a lot of anti-US sentiments. As one of the countries that is receiving a lot of these drone attacks, what do you think about this latest decision by the CIA to increase the number of these drones?
You know, when President Obama ran for the office for the first time, he made a commitment to the U.S. people that he would expand the war, especially in countries like Pakistan. And if Pakistan won't listen to them, they will take unilateral action, widen the horizon of the drone war, and take care and correct the situation against the al-Qaeda as they perceive it and the terrorist elements around the world. This is exactly what they are doing. And this is also happening, very interestingly, at a time when the U.S. election is about to be held in about a couple of weeks. Then also it is happening at a time when in Pakistan, the anti-drone campaign has picked up a historic momentum following a huge 100,000 people march in Waziristan led by the cricketer turned politician, Mr. Imran Khan. That politician in Pakistan has really energized all the NGOs, the human rights lobbies and sections around the world. And the world is coming to realize that a gross violation of international law is being committed by the United States. And as you pointed out, that the CIA, that has actually become, if I can correctly put it, that has become a parallel army with the regular forces of the United States. It is asking for more drones, a greater expansion of the drone war in Yemen. Now in Libya is also on the list. And of course, Pakistan, where 3,000 people, as you pointed out, have been killed, including a huge number of children.
Right. Well, right now, the CIA director has said that we want these more drones to hit targets better in Pakistan and in Yemen, he says, and elsewhere in the world as well. Now, what's your view about the effectiveness of these drones? Of course, we're seeing the U.S. say that they are targeting militants, that they're meant to effectively wipe out the al-Qaeda insurgency or the Taliban insurgency in Pakistan, Afghanistan, effectively on the ground. Is that what's happening?
Well, in Pakistan, the U.S. Intentions are very dubious. On the one hand, the last CIA director, Mr. Panetta, had said a year and a half ago that there are no more than 20 al-Qaeda operatives left in Pakistan-Afghanistan area. Since then, dozens and dozens and dozens of drone attacks have killed so many folks, as the U.S. calls them, the al-Qaeda people or the Arabs or the Tajiks. But now one should come to believe that because the drones are very accurate, that all those people should have been killed long time ago and the drone war should have come to an end. But because the ulterior motive of the United States are now very clear, they want to keep Pakistan under constant military pressure and a threat of drone attacks so that Pakistan could follow the policy of the United States. And to some extent, they are succeeding because the present Zardari regime in Pakistan is simply toying the foreign policy that is being suggested by the United States. But on the other hand, as I pointed out, because thousands of people are dying in Pakistan and because Pakistan's violation of sovereignty is taking place. It is, as I said earlier, a gross violation of international law, because if tomorrow the Soviet Union decides to launch missile strikes into the United States on the pretension that, look, our Kamchatka Peninsula in the forest is being threatened by the U.S. military in that region, because there is going to be a gathering of U.S. military in the Pacific, as the United States has suggested, then would that be right? No. Because international law is international law, the United States is playing a real spoiler of peace.
Thank you very much, Syed Tariq Pirzada, political and strategic affairs analyst, joining me there live from Islamabad.